Humana expands its senior-focused primary care clinics through a new joint venture with a private equity firm. State and local health departments are slow to spend federal COVID relief dollars aimed at reducing health disparities. And the FDA approves the first at-home test for multiple respiratory viruses. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Wednesday, May 18th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Humana is expanding its senior-focused primary care clinic footprint as part of a second joint venture with private equity firm Welsh, Carlson, Anderson & Stowe. The joint venture will deploy $1.2 billion to open 100 more care clinics across the country. The clinics will be majority owned by Welsh, Carlson, and Humana will receive management fees as well as performance incentives. Humana, through its senior care division CenterWell and management services organization Conviva Care Solutions, already operates 214 clinics, including 37 of which are funded through the Welsh, Carlson joint venture. The clinics are across 9 states where Humana has a significant Medicare Advantage presence, including Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Missouri, North Carolina, and Texas. The physician staff clinics also treat patients on other health plans. Other insurers have been heavily investing in primary care in recent years. United Health Group's Optum employs or affiliates with more than 60,000 physicians. CVS Health and its subsidiary Aetna have been expanding their Health Hub and MinuteClinic offerings. And Walgreens Boots Alliance, which bought a majority share in primary care network VillageMD for more than $5 billion, and plans to open hundreds of clinics co-located at Walgreens stores. A new at-home diagnostic test can detect COVID-19, the flu, and respiratory syncytial virus. The Food and Drug Administration cleared the LabCorp-developed test that can identify multiple respiratory illnesses with one nasal swab. However, unlike COVID antigen tests that yield results in 15 minutes, this swab has to be sent off to LabCorp, and then consumers can receive the results within a few days. While the FDA has authorized COVID tests without a prescription, this is the first test for the other two viruses that patients can get over the counter. The at-home testing market is in its infancy. Quest Diagnostics estimates that the market will reach $2 billion by 2025, double what it was worth in 2020. Earlier this year, Quest announced a partnership with Walmart where consumers can order 50 different tests for everything from allergy tests to colon cancer screenings, some of which can be done at home and others at Quest locations. Although not all these home tests undergo the same FDA scrutiny as diagnostic tests done in healthcare settings, so there are some concerns about accuracy. Insurance coverage, which is still scant for these tests, will play a big role in making them affordable for consumers. The federal government awarded state and local health departments more than $2 billion last spring to help communities hardest hit by COVID. Black, Hispanic, and Native Americans have died and been hospitalized at higher rates from COVID than white Americans. But as Kaiser Health News reports this week, health agencies have spent little of that money. Missouri has spent none. And places like Philadelphia, Wisconsin, and Illinois have spent less than 2% of their allocations. The CDC is working with these local departments and allowing funds to be spent on not just preventing COVID, but also addressing barriers communities of color faced in getting health care during the pandemic. The money is supposed to be spent by 2023, but the CDC is allowing some departments to apply for extensions. State and local public health officials blame the lag on slow government budgeting and approval processes, the time it takes to hire people and develop and manage relationships with nonprofits. Some agencies have made more progress in spending their funds. The Miami-Dade Public Health Department has directed funds to nonprofits helping with food insecurity and language barriers related to the COVID vaccine rollout. Nevertheless, the slow spending of these funds is one of the reasons that Republicans are pointing to for why they shouldn't authorize the billions more in COVID relief dollars that President Biden is calling for. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, shares of Pfizer rose 1.3% after the FDA greenlit its COVID booster shots for kids 5 to 11 years old. BioNTech rose 5.7%. The overall healthcare sector rose 1.4%. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.